Kansas State, the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on in Kansas State athletics. It's Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, and boy, there's been quite the content this weekend, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I know we didn't have content from Sunday to Tuesday, but ever since then, kind of trying to get back right, seriously, and to do some type of daily content about Kansas State athletics. Obviously, there's another group of podcasts out there that forgot about K-State when it comes to Big 12 content, at least for university-wise. So I wanted to do, this was a while ago. I don't remember when I started at least the dailies for this podcast. I wanted just to keep more up because there's so much going on, and there's definitely been a lot of content here as we have reached into the second weekend of November. So I definitely wanted to let you guys know about that. So if you missed any content, recent content, please check us out, including some of the more recent episodes of the weekly edition of the podcast. I know me and Ox will be getting together hopefully tomorrow night to talk about what went down in West Virginia. Of course, I'm recording this a couple hours. It is game day. It is game day. Yes, sir. Game day. It is. Catterday it is. What we call it, what quite a few people call it around here in Manhattan, Kansas. So hopefully we can knock off West Virginia here later on this morning in the early afternoon. Make sure we get another win under our belts and prove that bowl standing in. We'll just see what happens from there. But yes, I just wanted to get that out there. The Pro Project Podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audio Boom. I believe we're on Odyssey. I know I've said that millions of times on this podcast. So definitely we're out there. The Pro Project Podcast, if you live in Manhattan or in the state of Kansas or outside of the state of Kansas, you're a K-State alum, please subscribe to the K-State Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. So I definitely wanted to branch out a little bit, try something a little bit more different. So definitely get it out there while we can. So definitely wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So, but here for a few moments here. Obviously, women's basketball and men's basketball started officially this week. And before, obviously, conference play for the women's and men's aren't until January. So I wanted to briefly discuss where the preseason rankings for the women's basketball team, where K-State landed in the preseason poll for the Big 12, and they came in eighth. Obviously, last year, I mean, K-State was preseason fourth last year, and it did not live up to expectations, obviously, with the type of roster we had last year. I mean, we still have the same players. Obviously, Rachel Rinke right now is still out right now. She's not playing right now. I'm not that close to the team. Obviously, when I was back as a student for K-State a couple of years ago, I was a little bit more closer with the team, so I knew what's going on. But obviously, that's a weapon there that K-State does not have, obviously. But they have so many other weapons on that team, including the preseason first-teamer, Ioka Lee, who went off against Central Arkansas this week. Got the scoring record all to herself now, overtaking Brittany Chambers in that department. But at least in conference-wise, anyways, they did get 26 points in the Big 12, but obviously for a while now, Baylor with the 79 points or votes, or however you want to say it, is the Big 12 favorite. Once again, that is no surprise. And given that they lost their longtime head coach on the women's side anyways, which was a big blow for them, but they win so damn much that I don't think it's going to really matter, you know, depending on that. So kind of a little bit depth on the conference, obviously. K-State's going against, you know, you're going to get Baylor. Iowa State's pretty good. Texas, they're there. West Virginia, somebody you're going to have to watch out for, at least in the women's side of things. But K-State, in the bottom half, for the first time in quite a while, in a couple of years. I mean, for the last several years, K-State's women's ball club, led by head coach of the Kansas State team, Jeff Mitty, have been up there in the preseason rankings when it comes to conference play, at least in the top five for the last several years. But last year, obviously, they were preseason picked fourth and didn't live up to expectations. And You wonder if they had that type of year from last year. Is Jeff Mitty on the hot seat? You know, I think I was on the front of saying, yeah, they are on the hot seat. Corner, you can't produce. I mean, these basketball coaches over here, Bruce Weber and Jeff Mitty, I mean, obviously Bruce Weber, they have a more improved roster. And women, at least so far, I mean, obviously we have the dominant player. You want stars around her. And we said between me and Alex, my co-host for the weekly podcast, we have said this over and over again, that you need pieces around a star like that, you know, to take go places, to be a little bit more competitive in the Big 12. We know last year, K-State ended on a heartbreak when it comes to all that, because they're in a lot of games last year. Let's just face it, K-State was in a lot of games last year, and they just didn't get it done. I mean, they were competitive, but when it came down to the fourth quarter, especially when it comes to my mind, 8th-ranked Kentucky, I think they're 20-something at the time, but maybe over-exaggerating a little. But anyway, still, though, Kentucky's still a ranked team. West Virginia is still on the minds there. Iowa State, not once but twice, taking them to the limit there. I think Oklahoma State was another one of the games they let get away. I think TCU was another one. They were in a lot of these games last year, and they did not finish. That was the problem. They did not. They just made too many mistakes. And you can't. If you're gonna do that, then that's gonna be a lot of trouble. And hopefully, this coaching staff. I know they have a coaching change here, or maybe a couple new coaches here or there. I don't know. Don't know right now. But all I know, the main thing I know is the head coach. That's the main thing going on here, and that's Jeff Mitty's responsibility. So, I mean, over the years, this K-State women's team has been competitive, but when you're in that many games, you can't finish. You're in winning position, you can't finish. That's got to put a lot of strain on a team like that. And, you know, so this obviously there's going to be an episode in the near future, hopefully, that I'll be deepening a deeper breakdown of this K-State roster. For the women's side, anyways, obviously, I mean, if you heard this week on the podcast, Akeley, for the last, year, maybe 2-3 years now, really, on his team, has been a dominant player. I mean, you lose Chrissy Caldwell, which that's a huge loss. Let's not face it. You don't have Rachel Rinke right now due to recovering from injury still, but you have other players involved. You have the, again, I'll do a deeper dive. You had the Glenn, I'm going to call it the Glenn sisters right now. They might be twins. I'm not sure. You have Rebecca Dollinger, who made her first start earlier this week. You still have Emily Ebert. You have a rising guard in Serena Sundell. We didn't even hear about that. We missed on that. Whoosh! We were swept on that. So, yeah, we still have Simone Gritwich over there, Jada Moore on there, to a lot of back. I pretty much said everything else. So we do a deeper dive on this roster here, hopefully, in the future before it gets too far deep in this season here. But I just wanted to give where K-State was preseason-wise, and their preseason ranked 8th out of obviously 10 teams in front. Baylor, preseason 1st, Iowa State 2nd, Texas 3rd, West Virginia 4th, Oklahoma's 5th. Then you have TCU in the bottom half, Oklahoma State. Then you find K-State, women's team right there, Texas Tech, and KU sitting there, of course, rounding out the last in the 10 spots right there. So, yeah, you're K-State. Obviously, I have not checked anybody else's roster. I don't really pay attention to that, although I pretty much know what Baylor has in Iowa State. And possibly West Virginia, too, as well, up in there. So, you know, those teams are going to be up there. But, hey, if K-State, I know what the talent we have here in Manhattan, Kansas. I know if they can, you know, get wins, win the winnable games, and maybe scratch out maybe a pair here and there. And then also the schedule, too. I want to do an episode on that as well. Go through the whole schedule, including conference play. Go through it all. So, I mean, and by the time this comes out, maybe they might have another game tomorrow. Again, I don't have my computer, my laptop, Apple laptop in front of me right now, but, you know, just recording a podcast. But, you know, looking at that, hey, I mean, we have a chance here to kind of, you know, maybe get a couple of spots up there, maybe at least in the top half of the second half of the conference. Maybe that's where I see it. Maybe mid, maybe fifth in there. We'll just see. We'll just have to play it by ear, by day, and see what happens there. But, hey, when you put up 100 points, and you, when you dominate an opponent like that, when you should against a Central Arkansas, actually, when it comes to thinking about it, actually, right now, they're going to be playing in the middle. They're kind of about to start really in the middle of the preseason WNIT, really, against a couple of non-cons. When it comes to memory, if I remember, I think University of Tennessee Martin in there somewhere. I know they're going to be playing that this weekend as well, so we'll definitely be recapping those games as well. So definitely make sure, again, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast for all of that. So I wanted to do something outside of the box, and when I started this podcast, I know I'm sorry, I'm jabbering here a little bit, but kind of to summarize it real quick, obviously it was weekly episodes once a week. Now it's kind of branched out to a daily podcast because of all what's going on around us university sports wise, and we're fans now, and I'm an alumni of Kansas State. Wanted to branch out and try a different project. So I mean, it's been going and it's been off, but it's been a main constant, been a weekly podcast from a co-host Al Sayin, and that's gonna be a continuation through the end of the year, obviously, as we start to really close in on the end of 2021 and 22. And going into the new year, and hopefully that's been the main constant, is the weekly podcast. So make sure you definitely get your K-State on with me and Alex Aiden, my co-host, about that. And we're coming up to the end of football again. K-State's again bowl eligible, huge. So I just wanted to bring that to attention. So, but also at the attention, K-State's women's basketball started this week, and they are coming, at least conference play will not start till January. Their preseason in the Big 12, ranked 8th out of 10 teams. So, Jeff Minnie, we'll see what the girls do moving forward here in non-conference schedule. Again, the Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Go Cats. This has been another edition of Triple P. Enjoy the sports weekend. We got West Virginia here very soon on the football side. I'm about to get ready for that game and head over to the stadium here in just a bit. Make sure you enjoy that game. If you can't make it to the stadium, FS1 has coverage. Go Cats! Purple Project Podcast continues.